Previously on That's What She Said.
Yeah. I'll go to Tucson just because fun. I love NASA. But
I love NASA too, but
and it's now
Arizona,
yeah,
it's
now three things that hold me in Arizona: my mom, my dad, and NASA. Thanks, NASA. Great. But and then we also saw Wes and
Big Fatty, of course,
right?
And we met some Big Fatty's listeners,
right?
Yeah, they were very interesting people.
Yes.
Been a mom and a daughter.
Right. A Daryl.
Tag team.
Daryl, who's
kind of Asian. Yeah, he's kind of a kitty.
And then...
Ian.
Busy hands.
Busy hands. She was
funny. Probably going to be downloading the show tonight.
That's
it's nice
fine.
To meet you.
That is fine.
I'm sorry I almost stabbed you.
He was getting a little...
But after my third drink, I had picked up this knife and I was like gesticulating wildly and talking.
Yeah,
it was pretty fucking funny.
And I was like...
I saw him with a knife. I was like, that's not a samurai, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm sorry I almost stabbed you.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 943 of the BFO for Monday, the 12th of September, 2011. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all just like Friday? I got nothing. I've got nothing. Hello, Cracklins. Dear Gussie Big Freddy Cracklins. Y'all, that one. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Thank God it is finally the 12th. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, Cracklins came to us from George. George from Atlanta. From Atlanta. As opposed to Frank from Atlanta, who isn't in Atlanta anymore. He is in San Antonio with, what's his new little boyfriend's name? We'll call him Larry. Frank from Atlanta, who's not in Atlanta, and Larry, hi. Big Fatty, y'all, I'm a little, I don't know why, y'all, but sometimes I get a little loopy. Big Fatty, you stay loopy. Your middle name is Loopy. But y'all, I really am a little loopy, and I don't know why. So, cause you're Big Fatty, that's why. I seriously do not have anything on my pad for today. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your pad. No. But, y'all, I hope you had a good weekend. I will tell you about mine. Y'all, I do have one little thing to say. Y'all went to the coal mine on a Friday, and y'all, it was a good morning, and it was quiet. Larry Clyde had the day off, and y'all, I got there and talked to old Veda, and we sat and we had our morning peanuts, Big Fatty, the morning peanuts. You just love the morning peanuts. But we were sitting there and we were chitter-chatting and everything. And y'all, a little bit later, I hit the wall or something. Y'all, about 11:30, I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm just feeling... Ooh, ooh, ooh. And y'all, so I said, well, I'm going to go home. Normally I take my lunch, you know, I take my lunch at around 1 p.m. in the afternoon. But I decided on Friday that, what is that, my mouth? I decided on Friday that I would do it at noon. I said, I'm going to go lay down at lunchtime. And a little 20-minute nap will sometimes just make you feel better. Well, y'all, I laid down, and the next thing I knew, it was 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, it was like I had hit a wall and had gone into a coma. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. And I got on the Twitty and I sent old Veda a Twitty. I said, I ain't coming back. I am not coming back. So y'all, I took a half a day of sick leave and I rolled my big ass over. Big, honey, we don't need to hear about your big ass. And y'all, I just went. I went right back to sleep. And y'all, in that evening, I putzed. I just, Benny, please, no putzing. I just putzed around the fat cave here. Y'all, I got lots of little projects that I need to do, but y'all, I've just decided that they're all on hold until after Vegas. Y'all, by the way, speaking of Vegas, you know, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from the That's What She Said little show, and y'all, they're going to be out there. They are going to be out there doing their little show. From Vegas, and that's Frank and Larry and Larry. No, Frank and Brian and Christian. And y'all, I can't believe that the time is here. Y'all, it is only 4 days till Pride 48. And y'all, Big Fatty's flying out of here on Thursday. Y'all don't even know what time. Well, let me get my folder here. It's right here. I'll tell you what that is in just a minute. Went and just had my Sunday supper with Granny and Miss Porter. Oh, y'all, I'm just looking through my folder here of things that I've got to take to Vegas. Let's see here. I've got a gift certificate to the Cheesecake Factory. I've got a North Carolina Kakalaki Education Lottery. I've got the Hoosier Education Lottery, the Colorado Education Lottery, the North Kakalaki. Y'all, I'm handing out lottery tickets to a lot of people to cash in. Because, you know, Big Fatty is too damn cheap to the New Jersey. Who the hell's coming from New Jersey? Oh, Gavin is coming from New Jersey. The Wisconsin, my grandson can take that one back. Y'all, I've got the Live It Up. I've got the Live It Up cash prize going. And y'all, this is that other thing. And y'all, there's my reservation there, for me and Dr. Stone and, at the Luxor. Y'all got an e-letter from the Luxor. Y'all, you know, the Apollonius, y'all, he sent me those coupons. Yeah, like I guess I should see and make sure they're not expired. No, they're not expired. Y'all, I've got four coupons here for cocktails on flights. And I've got, what is this here? I've got, what is this? This will get me a non-perishable snack on a flight. And y'all, then I've got me a, what is this? This is the, this is the Sky Club card. PETA, Apollonius, I'll be using those on my Delta trip to Las Vegas. Yes, Big Freddy, you'll be sloshed before you ever arrive. Yes, oh, dear, I see. But anyway, y'all, I got a box. Got a box in the mail this week with some items for the BFO treasure chest that I'll be taking with me out there to Vegas. And so anyway, y'all, I pulled out my grip, and I hadn't packed the first thing, but I did pull out the grip. And anyway, the orange hat on the Twitty reminded me to do that. But anyway, let's get back to the weekend. Ooh, y'all, Saturday, y'all, I really was a sloth this weekend. I woke up Saturday morning, and I rolled back over and went back to sleep, and then I woke up again, and I said, well, you know, Big Freddy, if you're going to get a nap in today, you're going to have to get out of the bed. And y'all, I got up, and I had me some French toast and the Bafrin and the coffee. And y'all, then I had a lovely nap, And then I was off for announcing duties, y'all. I had announcing duties on Saturday evening. And y'all then came back, and the old gal was, "Oh, my honey, please, please, please. My life is incomplete unless I have the pleasure of your presence on the Goggle Plus." So I got on there, and y'all, I've gotten a preview. I have gotten a preview of the interstitials for the big Pride 48 weekend. And y'all, I gotta give it to the old gal. Not a lot of people are gonna get it, but I got it. That's for sure. And it's all coming together. Well, let's hope it's coming together. Anyway, y'all, if it ain't coming together, not a damn thing we can do about it now. Y'all, speaking of the Pride 48 weekend, don't forget tonight, Monday night, the 12th, at 9 p.m. in the Eastern, is the final State of the Station. So y'all get your ass on over there to the Pride 48 chat room, and y'all, if you've got your questions, send those to Arthur. Send them to Arthur@pride48.com, and y'all, we'll get those answered, because y'all, I'm sure there are going to be plenty of questions, and y'all, there'll probably be more questions than answers. That's for damn sure. It's interesting that this is going to be in Vegas, because y'all, it's really going to be a crapshoot, because we don't really know. Y'all, it could be that the only thing that you'll hear this weekend will be Hat M. This Hat M will do 48 hours live on Pride 48 because the signal won't work correctly out of Vegas. But y'all, who knows? Who knows? So we'll keep our fingers crossed. But y'all, needless to say, it's coming together, and everybody's gonna be there. And whether you know where they are or not, that's another. Yes, McFadden, just move forward. But anyway, y'all. And then after I got off the. Big Fatty, please do not use the term "get off." After I got off the Goggle Plus with the old gal, and who else was on there? They had that Brenda Boo on there, and Dr. Stone, and Terry and Tom from up there in the Chicago. Y'all, I'm not sure which of their places they were at, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Tom had the largest cocktail martini glass I have ever seen in my life. Y'all, he was gonna go do some sort of foot race on Sunday morning. I didn't understand that. I didn't know if somebody was chasing him, or I didn't know what it was. Maybe he was running away from something. I don't know. But anyway, who else was on there? Oh, that old Beaver, oh, Big Freddy, don't get those two confused. Y'all, we chatted for a little bit, and y'all, then I went to sleep, and I got up on Sunday morning, and I said, "Oh Lord, it's too soon, and y'all, I spent most of my Sunday trying not to watch television, because y'all, like I said, I will remember, but I will not relive. And y'all, it appears that there are many people that feel exactly the same as Big Fatty. And y'all, it's to the point of being just shoved down our throats. And y'all, if this happens every 10 years, then y'all, it's just gonna get worse. The older I get, the worse it'll get. Bah, Freddy, everything gets worse with the older you get. And y'all, Sunday afternoon, Granny. Well, I spoke to Granny and Miss Porter. I did not go out to the. Dear Gussie. But anyway, I spoke to them, and they were out there. And y'all, it was evidently that there's a new bartender. There's a new bartender at the. But anyway, we decided we were gonna have supper. Granny and Miss Porter and I decided we were going to have supper on Sunday. And of course, we were going to have it at 5 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, of course, about 3:30, my most regular gentleman called, "Oh, hey, Big Granny, what are you up to?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to go have some supper with Granny and Miss Porter, but I'd like for you to come by before that." "Oh, I couldn't possibly be there before 4:45. I said, "Well, thank you very much." He says, just let me know when you get home." So y'all, I've let him know, and he's, of course, already fallen asleep. So, you know, that's all right. It's all good. Because, y'all, today is the full moon, and you know what the full moon does. Oh, it brings out the gentleman callers. It brings them out in droves, y'all. Oh, we can only hope they come out in droves. But what else? And so Granny and Miss Porter and I, we went to the, we went to the meow mushroom. Y'all, y'all, if you have one of those meow mushrooms, y'all get the homemade pretzels, because they're made out of the pizza pie dough. And then they put the Parmesan cheese on it, and then they have the dipping sauce there for y'all. I did not have the dipping sauce because that is what gives Big Fatty the GERD. You know, anything that is the tomato based, I cannot have in the evening because I'll have the GERD all night long. I can have it at lunchtime, but by supper time, no, it is GERD city. So y'all, I cannot have the Italian spaghetti or the pizza pie in the evening. No, Big Fatty. Anyway, and I had ice water because the tea would keep me up on Sunday night too. Y'all, I think I'm gonna have some NyQuil. Gonna have me some NyQuil as a nightcap before I go to bed, just to make sure I sleep well on Sunday night. But anyway, we had that. We each had a little solid. And y'all, then I had a little half a sandwich, y'all. We talked about, you know, how we used to look at the old people and just scratch our heads and say, "Why would you order a half a sandwich and a cup of soup? You know, that's not enough food for anybody." Y'all, we all got up from the table. We were all about to pop. We were all about to pop, y'all. And I said to Granny and Miss Porter, I said, "You know those old people we used to make fun of? We am them now." And anyway, that was that. And y'all, now I'm home recording the show while the football is on. Y'all, thank goodness for the football on 9/11. That's all I gotta say. The most I've had to endure is that. Spocky, old Spocky, from what was that show? What is that? The American's Idol, the old Spocky, that girl, old Spocky. I don't remember her name, but I know it was old Spocky. She sang the national anthem, and y'all, you know, she sang it to different notes I didn't know. But anyway, it seems like there was something else. Oh, y'all, I want to finish telling you about those two. You know, I was going through the 9 things that would disappear. We talked about the post office and the check and the newspaper and the book. And what else do we have here? The landline, telephone, and music. But y'all, oh, dear God, see. But y'all, we didn't get to the things that you own, and we didn't get to... privacy, the privacy, and y'all, it appears we're not going to get to it today either. Big Fatty, please! Y'all, before I get behind on this bacon calendar again, for today, the 12th, y'all, Lard On, LARDON, is a diced cube of thick slab Bafran. Now y'all, you know what Big Fatty is burping up, and thank God I didn't have the tomato sauce, because y'all, I'd really be burping it up. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, and I hope you enjoyed the nattering, and please keep all sharp utensils.
I'm sorry I almost stabbed you.
Is that a spork in your hand, or are you just glad to see me?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.